Getting around in New York.
Getting around New York City can be very easy. You will probably arrive at one of the three airports, John F. Kennedy, LaGuardia, or Newark. If you've got a smartphone, you can use apps to plan your trip. There are a lot of good free ones. One of the best ways to get around, especially if there's a group of four, is by yellow cab, taxi. It's not always the fastest way to travel in New York because the city is notorious for its traffic jams. You can easily go anywhere in Manhattan for $12 to $15 split between the four of you and you won't get lost. Now, how to hail a taxi? It's just as you see in the movies. All you have to do is raise your hand when you see one. If you're traveling alone, you can use an online platform called Cab With Me. You can find other people to share a taxi with and save money. If you take the subway, it will cost you about $2 to $3 per person. The subway is the fastest way to travel. Millions of people use it every day and it runs 24 hours a day. If you get lost on the subway, just ask a local to help you. If you choose the bus, there is a cheap system called All Around Town Tour. You can hop on, hop off a double-decker bus. If you want to visit the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island, take the ferry on the Hudson River. And if the weather is good, you can walk along the waterfront and watch giant cargo ships. You should definitely go for a walk in Central Park. You can hire a bicycle at a very cheap price. If you've got a lot of money, you can even hire a limousine or a helicopter. There is a railway in New York too, but trains mostly connect the suburbs of the Big Apple. What about walking? You can explore all five boroughs on foot. It's the best way to see people, street life, and architecture. If you get lost, ask locals. New Yorkers are always in a hurry, but they love giving directions.